Thank you.
Can I grab the pulpit? Can someone grab me the pulpit? Thanks. Cool. How's everybody? Good? Enjoying the Olympics? No. Pastor Steve said to everyone at Fremantle this morning, are you enjoying the Olympics? I couldn't help but think about me watching some of the Olympics. And there was a team, a mixed team of relay runners, women and men. And the record and the USA were the defending champions. And so they ran the baton relay. And America were just gunning it. They were just way out in front from start. And then the Netherlands team, the last runner of the Netherlands team, she was way behind. She's striding, she was taller, running with her long legs. And I'm going, wow, I think she's going to get third. She was running and running. She got third. I thought, she's got third. I go, then I said, I think she's going to get second. And she just kept going. And she got second. And then she's still going. She wasn't running out of breath, nothing. And the USA girl was a small one. And she's running like 100 miles an hour. And this girl's just long legs just overtook her. Ended up winning by, I think, a meter or two. The Netherlands won the gold medal. How good is that? Who's from the Netherlands here? Nobody. Who's from the USA? I love when the USA lose. I was so glad. Yes, fantastic. Now, because they win all the time. They win, kind of like the underdogs to win. But, we run for a different prize, And, we all win. When we're following Christ and we follow him to the end, we all win. Yeah? Just don't give up. Don't let go. Keep walking. Keep following Jesus Christ. Keep walking. Don't give up. When things don't go your way, that's life. Lemons will be thrown at you. Lemons will come to you. It might be a bitter pill to swallow, but I'm telling you, in that time, the goodness of the Lord, you'll experience the goodness of God. You'll experience the presence of God, but just stay in him. Don't let go and keep following the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to be sharing, I'm going to introduce a little bit about Porkhead this morning. It's part of our Leap in the Spring program. And then Helen's going to come up and she's going to share a little bit and then I will finish off, okay? So Porkhead started well over 20 years ago. Some of you weren't even born then. And one of our vision is to build a thriving community with the hope of a better future. Our mission is not just to meet a need, but to also help change a life physically, spiritually, emotionally. That's what we want to do. And we have this amazing script. So Porkhead is a very large store. That's it there. Thank you. Keep it playing. That's awesome. It's a very large store. We have low-cost food. We have food, clothing, and furniture. We give away fruit and vegetable boxes. We give away emergency relief where we help people with groceries. We do dinners in our community at the Ocean View Lodge. We do it Friday at C3 Church. We do a community lunch there every Friday. Every Friday here, there is the Kwinana crew, Porkhead Kwinana, out here in the foyer giving away fruit and veggie boxes and bread and doing coffees, making an impact, doing something significant in our community. The crew here, they're praying for people. They get to share the love of Christ, And Paul Care is the arms, the arms, the feet of our church. But you are also the arms of the feet of the church, the arms of the feet of Jesus in your community, wherever you are, in your workplace, amongst your neighborhood, where you are the arms and you are the feet of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Beautiful. I'm going to share this scripture that I've always just loved. And this is a scripture that Port Care here in our churches, here on Fridays, this is what happens. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those that are oppressed, to let the oppressed go free, and to preach that this is the year of the Lord's favor. Yeah? And so here and in Fremantle and at 372 South Street in Hilton O'Connor, where Port Care is, we have seen many people touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you this. We recently had a lady join our church through Port Care. She's a very, very intelligent woman. And she came to Australia. I can't mention any names. Is this going online? No. Podcast. Are you allowed to dub this? Can you or can't you? Can you just dub this one, this bit? Thanks. This morning, I'm talking to her, and she asked Kellen to come up. She's going to share a little bit about Porker. Here's the Kanana crew. Look. Come on, give them a big hand. They're amazing. You're going to see some photos of these school kids. And when you do, what they're about is that we assist their schools with breakfast. They come in, we give them eggs, they just shop. Eggs, Vegemite, cereals, milk, they get bread, they get fruit, whatever we've got, they can have. They take it back to their school, they fill up their pack. We've got about 6 or 7 schools that we serve through their chaplains and through some of the parents that come in and get help. And because some kids go to school without breakfast. Some go to school because they didn't have dinner the night before and they haven't had breakfast. So how can you concentrate at school if your tummy's rumbling? That's pretty hard. It's tough going. You know, so we want to help change these young kids' lives. And education is a great way, and we want to make sure their tummies are full so they can listen, get educated, and do well in life.
Thank you. So that's the heart and soul of Port Care. He's the one that drives it. I'm behind the scenes, do the stats and the figures. So I just want to give you a little bit of background, because for some people here down in Kwinana, you may not know how Port Care started. So quite a few, when the church C3 first started, we were called Port Community Church. We started out just doing a few little hampers for people, and we saw that there was a need in our community for something that needed to be done. So Port Care was established in the year 2000, 24 years ago. And I think when we started Port Care, I don't think we ever envisaged how big it would grow and the impact that it would have, because I think we just started out doing a few hampers and then that grew. Then we started the op shop, our low-cost supermarket, emergency relief. So we saw that there was a need in the community, and so we provide assistance in the form of clothing, so people can come in and get clothing, they can get household items, groceries, food hampers, And we've got a vision for the future about what Port Care will do. And Charlie can actually share that after about our building and what that space could look like. So Port Care, our vision is we want to see, we don't want to just meet a need, but we want to change lives. And I think that's what, when Charlie tells you the stories, we are meeting needs, but we're also changing lives. So I've prepared some slides. And Andrew, if you can move to the first graph. I think, yeah, next one. So this one here. Okay. So Port Care receives, we work with other agencies and we gather and collect food from supermarkets, and that organisation is Second Bite. And so we're all aware that there's a lot of waste in our country, a lot of waste. And Port Care works with Second Bite, and we're not just the only agency, there's a few of us that will works with them, to get food that would normally be just put in the bin. Now, we use that food, some of it's perfectly good, and it just gets reboxed and then redistributed. So I'm just going to give you a few stats. We've been gathering the stats, collecting stats since 2018. Now, this might shock you. In 2023, we collected 94,000 kilograms of food. That would have ended up in the waste. And we're just one agency that collects. So in the 6 years that we've been collecting data, it is 371 kilograms of food that would have ended up in waste, which now goes to families, it goes to mums and dads, it goes to kids, it goes to schools. We work with a couple of the schools, Scotch College. We give some of the boxes to them. They then make up soup that then gets distributed to the community. Another school, Christchurch, they get boxes. They actually resort the boxes and make up new fresh boxes. They take out what can't be used and what can be used. So the next slide, Andrew. Thank you. So this just shows our fruit and veggie boxes which have been distributed through Port Care. Now, this is not just Port Care in O'Connor. This is also the Kwinana team. The stats are included here. So we're giving away approximately 60 fruit and veggie boxes a day. That's how great the need is. So I'm just going to go to my little graph here because I can't read it up there. Okay, so in the month of July, we gave away 1,156 fruit and vegetable boxes. So that's 1,156 individuals and families that have benefited from Port Care. So, and it's not just Fremantle that's doing, it's Kwinana. Kwinana's actually making like a huge impact in its community down here. We don't just give away fruit and vegetable boxes, we give away bread. And the stats there, that's part of the 94,000 that we gave away last year. But we also do emergency relief. And in 2023, so emergency relief is where somebody will come into Port Care. They may have been given a fruit and veggie voucher, but fruit and veggie box, but we'll also give them a voucher where they can actually do a grocery shop to gather things that they may need for their families. So in 2023, 15,828 vouchers or were given to people. This year, so far, sorry, let me go to the right stat. Sorry, not that, sorry, wrong stat. 803 emergency relief vouchers were given, and so far in 2024, now we know what the cost of living is and the pressures on people, so far in 2024, we've given out 523 emergency vouchers to people in need. Now, they may just seem like numbers, but you know what? They're not. They're not just numbers. Andrew, can I have the next one? Thank you. Next one. Oh, the photo. A few more. All right. These are the faces behind the numbers. They're families. their mums with small children, their grandparents who are looking after grandchildren, their single dads or single mums. So they're real people. So it's not just they're not just numbers, but the numbers actually help us track and know that there is a need, and there is a growing need in our community for port care. And Kwinana, See-Through Kwinana, plays an active and very essential part in doing what we do. So we just want to say a huge thanks to the team here. Tammy, Jeanette, I think Kaylee, there's a few others. Jeff, yeah, there's quite a few of you that come down. And my apologies if I've missed someone, Deb. But you all are essential to what Port Care does down here in Kwinana. And who knows the future? There may be a Port Care Kwinana building located doing what we do up in Perth. So that's every Friday. So if you have a few hours to spare and you want to help, you want to get involved, please see Tammy or Jeanette. They would always love more help to come down. Even if you just want to be a presence down here, just come chat with people. We have a community out there that are lonely and lost and need someone to talk to. And they do that with over a cup of coffee. And people just feel that they're welcome and loved, and that's what we need to do. So can I have the next photo, Andrew? Thank you. So Port Care up in Fremantle, we actually do community meals at a lodge on Hampton Road, and that's every Tuesday night. And then we also do a community lunch on a Friday, and that's all the food that's there from that gets made into those meals are actually sourced from Port Care. Charlie's going to talk a bit more about that. This is just some of the shop. We carry a wide range of groceries in Port Care. Anyone is welcome to come in. So if you know somebody who may be in need, just get them to give us a call or send them down to Port Care. Some of our volunteers. Yep, team of volunteers. And then there was a photo of some kids at school, the breakfast program that we help with, sending food to the schools to give kids breakfast so they're not going hungry. And then some of the other students that we help there as well. So that's just a little bit of the background behind Port Care. When we first started, like I said, I never envisaged that Port Care would be what it is today, that we would be as big as what we are. But I know that there's still more to do. So, handing over to Charlie.
Thank you, Helen. Just to give you an idea with the bread, it's hard to kind of envisage the bread. It's, you know, when you go to the shops and there's the bread in the bread crates? I had it here. $4,800 bread crates of bread we give away. Now, Coles, Woolies and other bakeries in our areas give to us. They give us the bread. We get Wild Bakery, Lawley Bakery, Abbey's Bakery, some of the best bread that you can honestly think of. It's really quite incredible. So a lot of the groceries you see, that doesn't all get given to us. We purchase that, okay? We go to different businesses that we source from, like Cash and Carry in Canning Vale, like some of the distributors around Perth. We do get some stuff that does get donated to us. So when, I just want to just explain something. So when Coles and Woolies donate fruit and veg to us, it's like a big bag of oranges. There's one that's got a bit of mold on it, and they throw the whole thing out. So they give it to us, we throw the one orange out, and we distribute the rest. Do you remember the same thing? Like, you get apples that might have a little bit of a ding on it, you know? I'm fine with that. I'm sure maybe here you're a bit fussy, I don't know. But, you know, just things like that. Maybe spinach might be a little bit sad, but you can use it within 2 days, you know? Some things are just, I think, this looks fantastic, this is awesome, it will last 5 days, you know, and more. you know. So it is really, it's really, really good quality stuff. So every Tuesday night at 100 Hampton Road, we do community dinners down there. And Dorothy, one of our chefs, she takes it really seriously. And so the meals that she provides are very, very nourishing. And we will do, wintertime we'll do a soup. We will do a mains, mains, and we'll do dessert. Mains is on a plate, not in a takeaway container. It's on a plate. They can sit there, they can eat there, or they can take it back up to their rooms and eat. When I first went to Hampton Road Lodge, after about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a bit longer, 5, I was like, what am I doing here? These people don't talk to you. You know, you try and create a conversation with them. G'day, how are you? And they just look at you. Like you didn't even say hello to me. G'day, how are you? Don't say anything. And they don't talk to you. It's like, you know, you kind of think. And so as time went on, we began to break through with people and began to be conversant with them, and they began to talk and dialogue. Many of them are broken. Many of them are hurt. They've either come off the streets and they're living there. It's the old nurses' quarters that were built, I think, in the 50s for people that were coming up from the country to study nursing and to be in, and also to live and work at the Fremantle Hospital. But I think it was 30 years ago. It went to private enterprise. Now it's gone to the government for low-cost housing. So they've either come off the streets and now they're there, or they were about to hit the streets and they've got a place to live. And so we share the gospel with people there. We share the love of God. We don't Bible bash. There's no point in that. You know, we're there. We're a presence. We carry the presence of God with us. We have one-on-ones with people. We will share a brief devotion. We'll get a scripture. And when everyone's just before we eat, we'll just share something quite brief and encouraging, a word that's encouraging to help just breathe some life and hope in the place. And so we've had people from there that have come down to Port Kerr to get help. We've had people from there that come and visit our church. So it's really, really, it's beautiful to see broken people, you know, getting out of their homes and getting into the community. We've had them come and volunteer for us. We've had them come and help with special events at C3 Church. So many years ago, there was a woman in our community who was struggling. And so I went to this home and I brought 2 boxes of fruit, veggies and groceries. And the woman was so blessed. She just got quite emotional. She started to cry. You know, I didn't know what to do. And so, you know, I says, look, you know, enjoy this. And so then I said to my wife, honey, can you please go and visit Sue. And so Helen knew her. We knew her. She was in the community. And so Helen went, took a box and visited her. And they began to sit and chat. And Helen was able to share with her. And just one very basic statement said, you know, you don't have to do life all on your own. Her marriage was strained. She had 4 kids. And through their conversation and their connection, she came to church. And she became a very vital member of our church. She ended up doing a nursing degree and she ended up heading, I mean, she'd been in our church, must have been there for 10 or 12 years at least, serving in the kids' department. Anyway, eventually she went up north and she followed her nursing degree and she's a nurse in one of the hospitals. And so we want to see people thrive. We want to see people enjoying their best life. We had a young man, a married young man, with two or three kids.
Actually, I don't remember how many he's got. I think it's three. And he was coming into Port Kerr and he got himself into some trouble. And so Suresh, was talking to him and reaching out to him. And eventually what happened was he had to come and do community work. So he came to Port Kerr to do community work. That's because you've been in trouble. You've broken the law. And so he's a great guy. He's still here with us. And so we have, doesn't have a dad. Well, he has a dad, but he's not here. The father doesn't want to know about kids and blah, blah, blah. So we just began to sow the blessing of God in his life, just show the goodness of God, the love of God. And he just began to really respond. And he's doing really well with his life. We put him onto a business around the corner from us who do furniture removals. And that's what he's doing. And one day a week he works for us. How good is that? Isn't that amazing? So he's someone that can fend and feed and protect and nourish his family, So that is just moving. That is just such a blessing of God. And I just want to leave you with this scripture, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. So we're not about condemning people. We're about breathing hope and faith and life. That's what we're about, And the love of God will turn them to him. That's what we're believing. That's what we're trusting for. And we continue to see that in our community. In Port Kerr, Suresh instigated a Bible Connect where on a Thursday morning at 10:30, he will run a Bible Connect with people from our community, with our volunteers, where they open up the scriptures. One week he'll do it, another week Rebecca will do it. And they pray for people, they care for people. And not only just in that setting, but even just around the store, they get around and talk to people. And as they're talking, they're hearing and there's needs. And some people need comfort. They might have just lost somebody. And they're praying for people. In your community, you might be at school, you might be at work, you might be in your neighborhood. That is your community, wherever you are. So please reach out to your community. Reach out to people with God's love. Reach out and keep loving on people. It's vital and it's important. Many people in the community have not experienced love or kindness. They will look at you at first and think, what's this? What does she want? But just say, hey, I'm just looking out for you. Let's stand up. So Port Kerr is at 372 South Street in O'Connor. We rent there. We have a lease. We pay over $80,000 a year to be there. And that's how we survive. We survive through the op shop. We survive through selling food, furniture, clothing. That's what sustains us and that's what keeps us going. So we're looking for a building. We're looking for land, a place that we can call home so we don't have to pay out rent. So if any of you have got a land or got a building or something somewhere, please let us know. So all donations given to Port Kerr are tax deductible, okay? So we are a charity, we're a registered charity, and so that's just good for people to know. Let's just close our eyes. Father, thank you, Lord, that you love us and that you care for us and that you are with us. Lord, help us to take, Lord, the mission of the gospel to our neighborhood, Lord, to where we work, where we play, where we do school, where we do sports. Father, bless and touch each and every one here today. Lord, I pray, Lord, where there's grieving hearts, people that may be hurting over things, that you will minister to them and that you will bring wholeness, Father God. Where people are believing, Father God, for a family member, where people are believing for the purchase of their first home, or maybe, Lord, they lost a home and now, Lord, they're wanting a home. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessing upon them, that you help them strategize, Father God, in the purchase of a home, Lord. So, Lord, what people are believing for, Lord, I just pray you will light that up with faith today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over to Pastor Stephen.